Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Elkonen. He is the co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Now, Joel, you and I were chatting off mic, and quite frankly, we both agree that these markets are absolutely crazy. The moves are almost schizophrenic in nature, but boy, oh boy, there's something to take note of because there's still a lot of money sloshing around the system, and we need to try to make sense of the extremely volatile days like we saw yesterday. Again, driven all by news over the weekend, but still, this news wasn't definitive, especially in terms of COVID and solving this whole COVID issue. Fine, we got some news out of Pfizer that their vaccine is 90% effective, but the more you read into it, the more you learn that it's not exactly the easiest vaccine to get to people, and there's also still a number of scientists out there that are asking to look at the data. Either way, we saw U.S. markets scream higher. There was a rotation out of the, let's say, COVID stocks into these lagging sectors. Is there anything that you can take away from yesterday that you think is more of a long-term trend rather than just some crazy money sloshing around the system from one sector to the other?
No.
Thanks
for having me, Corey. Very unusual times here. You had just an explosive rally yesterday on the Pfizer news. You gave that all back. You actually went down below the lows of the Monday session, and now you're bouncing back. There's just a wicked rotation going on, and these tech stocks, it was a crowded trade, are being traded in for Bank America's and JP Morgan's and the, cyclical stocks that are going to benefit more from the reopening. Also, you have an exodus out of, the stay-at-home stocks, Peloton and Zoom, even though they've reversed today. You just got a lot of things going on at once. You don't have a clear winner in the White House. You don't know who's going to control the Senate. Just a lot of things going on. But you've seen this rotation out of tech before, and it usually doesn't last very long. So if this rotation is truly going to take place, we're going to have these discombobulated markets for quite some time.
So, Joel, it's an interesting concept around this whole rotation trade, because you talk to other analysts and they say, oh, rotation is good. You get better breadth in the markets and a bit more in terms of the number of stocks benefiting from money rotation. But when you think about some of these sectors that are doing well and the fact that the world still is far from normal from just a year ago, is it actually good to see these big lagging sectors garner this money when, quite frankly, their outlook is still not very rosy?
No. I mean, historically, no. I mean, look what got us here. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Facebook, technology led us out of there. So in order for the market, I mean, we put those stocks in those places. We've made them the top five components in the S&P 500 index. We have crowned them. So if the market is going to move higher, you would think overall in the long term, it's going to have to take some big old rallies in some of these other sectors in order to make up for it. And just based on the information, that I had, yeah, that was great news out of Pfizer yesterday, right? It traded 42 off yesterday's open. Ended the day at 39 and change. You got another pop today. It got up to 40.54. It's actually red on the session here. So it's good news, but is it like, can you snap your fingers and make COVID go away? I mean, another thing you mentioned that scientists are questioning some of the data. You have a lot of people that don't even want to take the vaccine because they're not sure of all the long-term implications of it. So there's just so many unknowns out here in the market that I'm just tempted just like to sell everything. Just get out of the market. Just forget about it and keep working, instead of worrying about it. But you can't do that. I mean, the market has performed extremely well. There's still an uptrend. But boy, oh boy, to try and pick these rotations and time it perfectly is very, very difficult to do.
Well, and that's why I think you really do need to come up with your own game plan and stick to a general strategy of where you want to put your money, where you feel comfortable with your money, because you're right, you can't just sit on the sidelines here because of the fact that you'll miss out on some very impressive and important gains. So how do you balance that out then?
I mean, I've always tried to stay with a balanced portfolio, you know, sticking with like the indexes and not trying to be like a Johnny stock picker. I've picked a few up things here and there over the years. But, you know, if you're going with the indexes, yeah, well, if you go with the averages, you may get average returns. But if those average returns are 5, 6, 7, 8%, 10% a year, then, you know, how are you going to do, how are you going to pick like the Amazons? How are you going to pick the Googles? So stay diversified. And, you know, to me, indexing is the easiest way to do that.
So are there any sectors, individual stocks that you are watching closely that you think give you a little bit of insight, more so than just watching the broad averages in terms of where money is flowing?
Man, oh man. I mean, it's, I guess you have to, the dog of dogs has been the financials, right? And I guess everyone is going to start going to the bank now, borrowing money, right? And then, so I just keep an eye on, I guess it would be the financials, because they've been the laggard so far. And the thing that's kind of concerning about that is that banks do better from higher interest rates, right? And you mentioned, you know, yields are going up, and that's not good for the market. I mean, you have a market that's based on, you know, basically free money. Our debt could explode with higher rates. So I guess I'd keep an eye on your, like your JP Morgan and your Bank America, and see, you know, if those stocks can maintain the gains they had from yesterday, which they do, they haven't given it back, then I say, hey, yeah. Yeah, there's a true rotation going, you know, out of tech and into the financial sector and other things. But, I mean, the cruise lines. I mean, do you want to buy – I mean, who's thinking of booking a cruise? Carnival Cruise Lines hit 1986 today. It's trading at 1697. What does that tell you? American Airlines did an offering today, right? That hit 1441 yesterday. It's at 1278 right now. What is that telling you? And what was there? And I had mentioned, you know, Peloton trading down to 92. Now it just hit 108, back at 106, Zoom. So I guess it would be, you know, it would be the financials to see if they're going to hold, then, you know, then the true rotation's on. And that doesn't always have the greatest implications for interest rates.
Yeah, well, let's talk about interest rates then, and even gold. So some of the safe havens, right? Treasuries and gold, they just got hammered yesterday. They're bouncing back a little bit today, especially gold. Gold is a bit off of its bottom, about $30 off of its bottom. But it was, again, one of those trades where everyone seemed confident, everyone moved out of these safe havens. It doesn't make sense to me because, quite frankly, over the weekend in BC, we got all the news that, hey, we need to cut down our circles. Now it's just see the people that you live in your own house with. A lot more restrictions coming in place, and it's only the beginning of November. So to me, it doesn't make sense that there's that big of a move out of the safe havens. Do you think that is overdone, though, and that there is an opportunity here to go fishing in some of these sectors, these safer sectors?
I mean, if they have a dividend yield and you know, you're comfortable with it, yeah. But I mean, I just can't, you know, I can't jump. I mean, what's safe? I don't. Tech is what got us here. So I think I would try and, you know, focus on the tech and the financials. I wish I had better answers for you on this step. But this is, you know, the crisis is not over, right? It's not going to be over tomorrow. You have the vaccine. If you look at Europe as an indication, you know, things are not getting better. No, I just, I can't say that, you know, do I want to, you know, getting Caterpillar. I mean, it got killed last week and then comes back and makes a new all-time high. And I'm trying to think of it. Oh, look, I mean, this is just the craziness in the market. Darden Restaurants almost made a new all-time high yesterday. A new all-time high. I mean, are people going back to Olive Garden tomorrow? I don't understand the message that the market is trying to give us.
Is the market just telling us that there is almost too much money in the market and there's nowhere else for this money to go? So it is just moving from sector to sector, stock to stock. And, well, unfortunately, we just don't know where or when the change is going to happen.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I also think you have a camp that's just like, whew, man, this has been one hell of a year, you know, and you saw that rally on yesterday and like, how's it going to get any better than that? You know, maybe it will. Maybe we'll exceed that by the end of the year. But if you're, you know, if you the kind of turbulent year that we've had, you know, to lock in the gains that you saw yesterday, well, you're pretty happy today. I don't know how much, you know, moving forward, but I also think you just had that just kind of popular, you know, the sector and some big money. They said, hey, enough is enough with this for 2020. There's too much uncertainty, even with the president, and I'm out. And that's what I think you had yesterday.
Okay. Well, Joel, we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks for trying to make sense of these crazy moves. We'll be chatting again next week, probably still outlining some crazy moves that happened in the market. But boy, oh boy, every week that we start, you just don't know what's going to come out of the markets, come out of news. And again, it doesn't even need to be solid or, long lasting news. It's just headlines drive these markets and move a lot of money around. Joel, thanks for your time, buddy. I'm going to post a link to the Benzinga website where everyone can listen to your pre-market prep show. Thanks, as always, for your time, Joel.
All right. Thank you, Corey. Talk to you next week.